You have reached Wyoming Highway Patrol Dispatch. If you're calling to report a crash, press 1. If you're calling to report a road hazard, press 2. If you're calling for road and travel information, press 3. For all other reports or inquiries, press 4 or stay on the line.
Wyoming Highway Patrol, this is Emily.
Hey, my name is Caitlin, and I'm calling with Nation Safe Drivers Emergency Roadside Assistance over recorded line. I was calling because we have got a customer who is their customer with SpotX, which is a company that they use like the latitude and longitude to locate the customer, like a satellite type situation or deal. So the customer sent a text message out for 911 help a little while ago. And we were given the latitude and longitude, and it said to send a flatbed. So I'm not sure. I think this could be a possible recovery from the latitude and longitude in the images that I've been looking at from where this vehicle is supposed to be located. So I'm not sure. A lot of providers said I need to call you guys and see if you guys could send somebody out there and see what's going on. Or would I contact the sheriff's office? I'm not sure. I'm not anywhere from the area, anywhere from that area. It's actually on 130. It says that this road is closed during the winter. It's between Silver Lake Campground and Mirror Lake area.
Is it out by Lake Centennial?
That's what one of the providers said. I'm not sure. I haven't seen anything that said Centennial, but I do see a Silver Lake right here, and then I see Lake Marie.
Okay, and it said it was between Silver Lake and what?
Lake Marie.
Okay.
I also see a Tipple trailhead, a West Lake Marie trailhead, but they had not made it that far yet. They were more towards this what area is that? The Silver Lake Campground area. And from the latitude and longitude, it actually looks like they could be at least 500 feet or more away from paved roadway. And it looks like it goes straight down. There's like no sides anywhere. Extra road.
Right. What is the lat and long that was given?
Latitude is 41.31498, and longitude is -106.34595. And then also, just we don't know what kind of vehicle it is. We don't know anything about that, so that's why the providers had said that I need to probably call you guys and see if y'all could send somebody out there to see if y'all could find them. And then
okay.
I don't know if I could call y'all back or if y'all could get in touch with us to know what we need to send out there for that customer.
Right.
Because we can't even get a hold of the customer either.
Okay. Yeah, there's not much cell service out there. And you said it came in from a text notification?
Yes, off a satellite. It's like a satellite phone. And it gives us the latitude and longitude, and then they had pressed the 911 help button on their SpotX device is what it said.
And we don't have a vehicle description or anything as to what might possibly
no,
be
ma'am.
Out there.
We have nothing but a customer's name, Ben Norman. We have a phone number, but it's not, like I said, it's not being answered.
How is the last name spelled?
D-O-R-M-A-N.
And what is the number that you guys do have?
We have 308-530-9090. And then we also have a secondary number that I tried to call as well, if you want that.
Yes, what is it?
It's going to be 605-222-8771.
8771?
Yes, ma'am.
And that one's not being answered either?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what company were you with again? I apologize.
I'm with Nation Safe Drivers Emergency Roadside Assistance.
And what is a good callback number for you?
It's going to be 888-521-7244. And my name is Caitlin. I'm the only Caitlin working tonight. So if you guys can please call back, or I can give you a call back within like the next maybe hour, 30 minutes to an hour, and see if you guys were able to find anything out.
Right. Do you have a case number that's specific to this that would be easier to reference?
I do. I have a call ID. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
It's going to be 759-5924.
Okay. I will let my trooper know.
Okay.
See if we can have them head out to this location.
Okay.
I will also let the sheriff's department know, seeing
okay,
as it's
awesome.
Possibly not. Did it look like it could possibly be in the campground? Or
no. It's further. Okay, so Silver Lake Campground, the entrance is before a curve. And you go around the curve, and I think it starts to go uphill a little bit. He probably maybe, I know he's not more than 3 or 4 miles. Well, I don't even know if it'll be 3 or 4. Google Map is so hard to look at and like.
Oh, you have no idea.
They're past Silver Lake. I'm looking at the map. I know they're past Silver Lake. I've got the latitude and longitude. That's the only thing I know to pinpoint it. I had actually put up a decoder on Google and was able to find the location with that. So.
Okay.
But it's in between Silver Lake and Triple Trailhead, but it's more towards the Silver Lake area.
And it came in tonight, correct?
It came in actually about 1 hour and 10 minutes ago. And I'd actually had just spoken with a provider out of Rawlins who said they had just sent a tow company. They just went out there for a truck trailer accident, and the woman was on the way to the hospital, but it was sent out by AAA. So I'm not, since this is a man's name, I still feel like somebody, you know what I mean?
Right. No, I understand completely.
And with it being so far off the road as well.
I'm trying to pinpoint it on my map, since it's a little older. Let's see here. I don't have the pretty colors like Google does. Let me see here. Okay, there's Centennial.
Because you actually, there's a campground, and then I was following the road map, and there's actually a part of the road where it kind of, they added extra road to it, like another lane, and then it's probably maybe 500 feet down from where that extra roadway ends right there.
Right. I wish Google had mileposts. I really did. Oh, my goodness.
Because it kind of, it looks like they could have put that extra road there because the road starts curving to the left. It's a tiny curve. And then you go a little bit further, and then that the customer is somewhere down there.
Okay, I think I have it narrowed down.
After it kind of curves to the left, it kind of starts curving to the right a little bit, and it's somewhere in that area.
Right. Okay. Okay. What I will do is I will let my troopers know and see if we can have someone just go out there and peruse.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will let the sheriff's office know as well. And
I really do appreciate it.
If we can see.
And what did you say your name was?
My name is Emily.
All right. Thanks, Emily. If I haven't heard anything, I'm going to keep this ticket right here. If I haven't heard anything from you guys, I'll try and give a call back if you don't mind, because I'm kind of worried about this now.
No, definitely.
Right.
I don't know if a trooper can get out there with within an hour. I will definitely send them out there and see, because it's right in the middle of two different divisions.
Mm-hmm.
So just depending on what all we've got going on. But definitely you can call back and we will get you all updated.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.